Are you ready to get grilled, girl?
Oh, by you, my dear. Grill me, grill me.
Well, here we go with these hot seat questions.
Hot all grill action.
Grill on grill action. I love it. Miss Hadley, what are the ways that a sub can serve you to prove their devotion to you?
Oh. Honestly, like brass tacks answer to that, show up. Show up. If you want to prove that you're devoted, the best way to do that is being where you can act on that feeling of commitment or devotion. And if I...
Excellent. Make sure that you are where you say you're going to be.
Yeah. Show up. Be where you say you're going to be. Do what you say you're going to do. And don't make me question your commitment. I mean, I understand life happens, but
consistency is key with Miss Hadley submissives.
Yes.
What is your favorite style of session to do, and what is your least favorite type of session to do?
I think the least favorite session is easier to answer. So I pride myself truly on being focused enough and paying enough attention to generally be able to lean into what somebody is hoping for when they, within the context of LDW, if you actually belong to me, then it is whatever the hell I feel like doing, but we've already talked about that 100 times. So the least favorite, I think, is when people don't necessarily know what they want and they just tell me, like, mistress, whatever you want. And I always hesitate at that point, because if their hope is that I will virtually or any other way bring them to a dungeon sex party and have them set up in the middle of the room and used as a party favor, and they tell me anything I want, and what I want today is to talk about my impact play astrology fetish, and they're not going to have a good time. So unless you really know me and just really giving yourself over, even if it's boring and tedious and you find it hard to listen to and stupid, you're not going to have a good call. So I don't like that, not necessarily because I'm not enjoying myself, but because I want my brand, our brand collectively and mine personally, to be premium, to be an experience of excellence as often as I can make it that way. And the more input I have, which I think leads over to the favorite kind of call, the more input I have, the easier it is for me to get us where we both need to go. Because I fucking love that. If somebody's on the phone and they're just like a whining, gooning, babbling, boneless, ragged mess by the end of our session, I am so happy. I will ride that high for days. I love that. I truly, truly, truly do. And I can't do that if you don't tell me who you are and what you want and where you would like for us, because I can get us there. Got the skill set and the experience. But if you don't tell me where the destination might be, we might end up at the top of the wrong mountain.
Right. Have an idea of what you want. Don't just leave it up to us, because it'll help you get to where you want to go if you have some idea. Like, you don't have to have it figured out, but just some idea does help.
Like Harper said, they can start by tossing out their top three fantasies.
And yes, that is a good place to start.
What I want from those things and mix and match that to my liking, I'm all about that for sure. But you gotta tell me which direction our boots are facing, or we're never gonna get out the door.
Miss Constance is naked in front of you.
Oh, yes, let's say that.
What's the first thing you would say, and what is the first thing you would do?
I wouldn't be able to say anything because my face would be motorboating those perfect boobs.
Your mouth would be otherwise occupied.
Yeah.
Excellent answer to that question. You said previously that you sometimes do GFE or girlfriend experience calls, but you are a dom. Does it go against your dominant sensibilities to give a blowy, or do you just not?
Yeah, I remember that conversation I was talking about, and somebody in the comments made that inquiry.
I know some people see that as submission, but...
Yeah, and I disagree with that.
Right?
If you think a blowy is always a submissive act, you have clearly never been anywhere near me. But I did a workshop once on how to perform fellatio from a dominant perspective. That was a lot of fun. If I'm doing a GFE call, a girlfriend experience call, it's still me as the girlfriend. So if you want a submissive girlfriend experience, you're going to have to, I'm bad at
grilling you. And I hope everyone learned a little bit more about Miss Hadley, and also that blowjobs, they can be a power exchange. Like Krista said in the comments, they can be such a power exchange if you do it right.
I've never given a blowy where the owner of the penis wouldn't do whatever I wanted for me to not stop. That's power right there.